I said my respect for Brisbane went through the roof in the final series last year. I thought their grand final, which I've said a number of times, often you lose a final, you don't win respect. I had that much more respect for them. Could have gone either way. They were unbelievable in that grand final, but they're not going to win a premiership with a very, very talented group of players. And we put a lot of people talking about Melbourne and say, with this talent, are they underachieving?
So are you saying they can't win a premiership now? Is that...
Well, I think the door's just about closing. So they're still young enough to go again next year.
Yeah, and obviously the two Ashcrofts could make it, but we don't know what difference the younger one coming through will make. And Will, you've got to give him some time coming off a knee reconstruction, but he certainly was missed out of their midfield.
Lordy, can I just be specific about this? You're talking about system. So if Chris Scott was coaching this team right now, would you say that they could still win a premiership?
Well, what I'll say is, I think that they'd be more of a chance to win with Chris Scott as coach.
And so you wouldn't have the door closed as it is with Chris Fagan.
And I just wonder with you saw what Adam Kingsley's done with the Giants.
Yep.
It's a stark difference to it was just
so you're
just
talking about a fresh set of
fresh
eyes.
Fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
Bit of different style. Tighten the things up a little bit. It's sort of like they score well, but Hutto, they shouldn't lose that game, but they lost momentum and they concede a 48-point turnaround in the first game.
That's true. What would you do with Hugh McCluggage?
Oh, I think he's the least of their problems.
Well, but would you? How much are you prepared to pay for him to stay?
What's fair? He's I think these players, for example, I don't know, Max Holmes got, what, 850?
You think he's only in that range?
No, he's more. He's a million-dollar player. In the current...
Sam, he'd be offered more than that by another club, won't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think that the Saints would be offering him north of 1.2. He's never won a Best and Fairest. He's never been All-Australian. He's finished top three in their Best and Fairest the last five times, which I think is a record. So he's clearly one of their best players. It's just more whether someone like a St Kilda or a Hawthorn, who have more cash than God at the moment, as far as comparative to other clubs in the TPP, whether they can blow an offer out of the water, Hutto, I think it comes down to.
Would you be, if the season just sort of dies the way it's headed at the moment, it's a long time to go in the season, they're going to have a better draw. What would your approach to the list be then, do you think, broadly?
The caller makes a good point that the injuries that they have got, the depth does look a bit thin with some of the players that they're playing at the moment.
But that's a cop-out, Lordy. That's an excuse. That they've had very few injuries in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, guys like Lohmann, trying to wonder, is he good enough at the level? Yeah. But I don't think Darcy Gardner... should be playing in that forward line too. And then they may get on a run, but then they still haven't beaten anybody, which I've lost that bit of faith in them come the business end of the season.
Losing the three games at home, you just couldn't have foreseen that going into the season, that's for sure.